Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So you pull up to the party with your dude, ready to have a good old time. Party's just started. They take off. You can't figure out why. That's what Mo was at, right?
No, it's not necessarily me. It's one of my friends, and it's a situation of discovering that your entire marriage might be a lie.
Well, your tease is way better than mine. let me stand up for this.
Imagine that, if you will. So I go to celebrate my dad's 50th. And everybody flies into town, bunch of friends, bunch of family. We all celebrating and having a good time. And my family invited some of my closest friends over the years to come and join the celebration. So I'm really excited about seeing one of my homegirls who I haven't seen in a while. And she shows up. I probably haven't seen her for a couple years, but we've always kept in touch. She's been a friend of mine for a very long time. So finally, she shows up and someone tells me she's there. And I'm like, oh, where is she? Great. So I go and I find her and I give her a hug, and it was the weirdest exchange, because in all the time I hadn't seen her, I'm expecting like such a, you know, exciting moment of a hug, of an embrace. And it was just more like, hey, Mo. And she hugs me and I can see her like holding back tears. So I'm like, well, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. And I'm thinking, okay, but it's a lot going on. I'm a bit distracted. And so in the midst of that, she's like, it's okay, don't worry about me. Celebrate your dad. It's all good. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to get back to you. That's what I'm thinking in my mind. And before I could even get back to her to figure out if she was okay, she was gone. And I had no idea why. So she had to have been at this party for all of less than 10 minutes. And I text her like, you know, where'd you go? Are you all right? What's going on? I didn't hear anything back. All the way until a couple days later when I got back in town. So all this time, I genuinely have no idea what's going on. So finally, she texts me and she says, I'm going to call you. It's a lot, but don't worry about me. I'll call you when I'm ready. I'm like, okay, cool. I hope everything is okay. Leave it at that. So finally, she gives me a call and she apologizes. And she's like, I know that was probably insane for you and you've been trying to figure out what's going on with me. And I just honestly, I was in a moment and I didn't know what to do, how to react to it, how to feel. And I just didn't want to take away from you flying out there to celebrate your dad and your family, which I respect. And so I'm like, okay, well, what's going on? So I find out she's the guy that she's married to. They were together for 8 years before they ended up getting married. And they've been married for 3 now. And I guess on the way over, she saw something on his phone and she wasn't exactly sure what it was, but piqued her interest enough to where she said to herself, when I get a second, I'm going in that phone. So ironically, when they go to this party, he asked if she can do something on his phone. Not exactly sure what, but he gives her the phone.
Yeah, she made up something.
Exactly. You know, that.
She had intent.
Right.
Yes.
So she gets in the phone, and I guess this is one of those moments where you're like, when do I do this? Do you do this now? Do you wait? I guess she couldn't wait. And she just saw him texting in a way where it was like he was keeping the phone from her.
Have we all been in those situations before where you know you got to try to keep it together, but the rage is building and you're trying to squash it and trying to squash it, but that rage just takes over?
Exactly that. So her curiosity gets the best of her and she goes in his phone and she discovers a conversation between him and some lady that she's unaware exists.
Ooh.
And finds out that he cheated on her before they got married. And I guess this woman had popped up now seeing how things were going and how he'd been.
So this is, they're still in that period where they're in a committed relationship together in that 8-year span, but it happened before the wedding.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So she's like, I don't know how to feel, what to do. She's like, a part of her feels like, okay, it was before we got married. That doesn't make it better. But he swears on his life that since they had been married, he'd been a different guy, but he did slip up once before the marriage. And she's like, calls me, and she's, I mean, crying. She's distraught about it for obvious reasons. She just doesn't know what to do. And she said, I found this out, Mo, literally at the party. Like, I mean, I wasn't at the party for 5 minutes, and I just couldn't do it. She couldn't fight back the tears. She couldn't pretend. She couldn't fake it. So she literally, I mean, it was like an hour and a half drive for her to get there, to even come to the party. And she finds that out, and she just takes off. And now her marriage is in shambles, and she's just like, I don't know how to handle this. And I'm like, that is rough.
Let's unpack this for just 1 second. So he cheats before the marriage, but while they're in their relationship, but he's still texting her these years later. So if he had true remorse about it, then she'd be blocked. There'd be no communication at all. So now he's double guilty, right?
I agree. Well, she did say, though, that the conversation that she found, it wasn't like a flirtatious conversation or anything like that at all. It genuinely was, how have you been? How's everything going?
Doesn't
it's
matter.
Been a long time. I miss you. And I guess his response was, everything is good. Hope you're well. Now, he admitted it, because when she was like, who is this? Why is this conversation even happening? Because the details weren't in there for her to find it. He admitted that something happened. But I guess in his mind, for whatever reason, he thought, in telling her that it was before we got married, everything would just kind of go away. And obviously, that don't really help too much.
That, honestly, to me, if you've been with somebody that long, it doesn't matter if it happened before or after the marriage.
Yeah, it's going to feel, I mean, it's new to her. So the infidelity might as have happened yesterday. Because she's having all the feelings now that she would have had then. That's brand new for her.
It turned her world completely upside down, and I feel for her.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.